Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 224. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find the official site at weownthistown.net or hit us up at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and you'll get updates about the latest episodes from every show across the network. I also can personally be reached at michael@weownthistown.net. Very surprising email address there, I know, but that's where you can reach me. Last week, we released some really special episodes for you, and if you have not heard them yet, I suggest you go back and hear them now. San Dimas Today, the podcast all about Bill and Ted, got to speak with actor William Sadler, the man who played Death in two of the films, and also appeared in a wide number of other movies. Die Hard 2, heard of it? William Sadler was in it. Shawshank Redemption, heard of it? William Sadler was in it. Lots of stuff that he's appeared in. The Bill and Ted movies were just part of that, and I got to speak with him for a long time. It's really delightful. We also released a new episode of Let's Face the Music, all about the history behind the song My Favorite Things, which you might think of as a Broadway number or as an influential jazz piece. Turns out it's both. Great episodes. Check out weownthistown.net for details. For our episode this week on this show, I did a dumb thing. I put together a huge playlist. I just couldn't help myself. When you're staring at a bunch of songs and you're asking yourself, which one of these should I cut? Sometimes it's just not a choice you want to make. So I didn't make it. This week, we've got 15 songs. I'll be playing them in sets of three, and I think they all thematically work quite well together. I think. All right, let's just jump right in and hear some new music from Molly Pardon, Eve Merritt, and Lack Honey.
We kissed and just wanna do my thing. I don't want your money, I don't want fame. I just wanna do my thing. I don't want your money, I don't want fame. I just wanna do my thing.
You see what you had the whole time. Legends die, fires burn out all the time. How many bridges can I set ablaze? Like it's all the same, I guess. Every time won't be good till it's all gone.
Down and missed you watching. Somebody says seize the moment, it's hard to hold it fate.
Through droughts and locusts, regain.
I don't even care anymore. Not that I knew.
expensive with my register. I caught it from the messenger. I sent a prayer up and caught a blessing. Bitch, I own it. Turned up like a festival. I been lived in the moment. Buy my shit like it's a record store, then play it in the morning.
Wow.
Been lit, bitch, don't take my shit. Been lit, bitch, don't take my shit. Been lit, bitch, don't take my shit. I own it. That's for all my shit.
Make a little bitch hit the cot, not Joe. Say something silly, I'ma do the eye roll like Uzi Vert, bitch. I meditated all up in the mind, so I could go and let it all go. Been sad, but I'm over that. Let's go. This another one. I've been on the whole boat. I've been trying to get it out the mud, still learning how to jump. Give me the ball, I roll.
Been lit, bitch, don't take my. Hold up. Yeah.
It's no matter at all. I don't even care.
I had time like time don't end. I thought how wrong I was. I remember the first time I heard I was old. I thought I have arrived, too soon.
All right, you just heard Molly Pardon with Who Are We Kidding off of the Rosemary EP. You heard Eve Merritt with Do My Thing off of Stars Aligned. And you heard Lack Honey, a new single called All Gone. The Pardon song comes from a brand new EP, as I mentioned, called Rosemary. It's a really pleasant listen. Do look that up. Linked in the episode description, as always. The Eve Merritt song is from a full-length album called Stars Aligned. And I gotta say, it's quite a doozy. Came out last week, and it's already entered my regular rotation. It is great. I can't say enough good things about it. It's not all dancey like that one track we just heard, but it does have many dancey tracks. It's diverse in its offerings. Sometimes it's a little more laid back, a little more introspective. I mean that in the best way. It's a really wonderfully evolved album, and I'm happy to continue paying attention to everything they put out. And we closed with Lack Honey's All Gone, a track that he told the Nashville Scene was his senior thesis. If you haven't been paying attention to Lack Honey, please start doing so now. He's got a real penchant for hopping styles and genres all within the span of a song, and I cannot wait to hear whatever's next for him because I have absolutely no idea what it will sound like. I love that kind of surprise. Okay. Because we got 15 songs, 12 now, let's just keep this train moving. Let's hear a little rock with a new track from La Skunk that I just stumbled across on Bandcamp, a new single from Tower Defense, and a track from The Brummies. We'll be right back. You just heard Le Skunk with Shadow, brand new single. You heard Schools from Tower Defense off of In the City. And you heard Fever Dream from The Brummies off of Automatic World. As I mentioned, that Le Skunk song is just something I ran across on Bandcamp. We've played them here before on the show, and they're always an enigma to me. One track will just randomly pop up every so often, and it's just a brand new style, something refreshing, something different, and it's just always a treat. I don't know anything else about Le Skunk. Keep doing your thing, and we'll keep popping in to see what's new. That Tower Defense track that we heard is from an upcoming album entitled In the City, which, in full transparency, is being released on my own YK Records. So, as I have mentioned in the past, there's some major bias in their inclusion here, but I was a fan of Tower Defense before I ever started working with them, so I am confident I would have played the track regardless. The song is actually about growing older in a rock scene that's predominantly youth-driven. I don't know how old you are, dear listener, but it's a thing. The older you get, the harder it is to stay in a position that people care about what you're doing. That's probably because people in older bands tend to be a little more curmudgeonly or lacking in their creativity with what they're doing with their music, or even willing to put up with the hardships of being in a band. But none of that is the case with Tower Defense. The new album is fantastic. Yes, I am biased, but I promise you, you'll love it, and it will surprise you. This is not the last time you'll hear from me about them. Oh, and they're playing the 5 Spot on Friday, November 20th, as a live stream. You should probably tune in and watch that. Their social media is linked in the episode description. Click on that for details. And we closed with Fever Dream from The Brummies. The album, Automatic World, just came out last week, and it's something that I'm still getting acquainted with, but it's a really pleasant dose of pop rock. It's got that falsetto vocal thing mixed with lots of dancey beats going on. I'm into it. Go check out the track After Midnight. That was one that was a real contender for playing on this show before I went with Fever Dream, but they're both great. Really wonderful record there. Super fun, optimistic record, and will more than likely improve your mood if you listen to it. That's a good thing. Okay, let's go into the next set. Let's dip into some hip-hop with an instrumental collaborative piece from Blooper, some B Stokes with Da Real A1Yo, and the latest one from B Howard. We'll be right back.
dog lunges forward, snarling and barking. Startled, number five zooms backwards and overturns. Concerned, Stephanie rushes over to him.
For the dope, it's going down. Somebody better tell a little bitty boy that he need to pipe down. Heard him say that I was up next, but I won't right now.
Me and my niggas don't go. Remember when we was kicking them dough and flipping them O's.
Stick to the code.
We getting them figures and rolling in dough.
Go.
The real A1 in Stokes. Chopping, blazing, rolling spokes.
Better, give me the throne.
On God, you better get your hoe.
Tell them little niggas better pipe down.
NES, I'ma turn they lights out.
Bitch, you had a whole lot to say when the one round. What you gon' say now?
I been in the field with my niggas, them sneaking across the border like a immigrant.
I swear we did nothing to sound like a synonym.
When we go to combat,
fatality,
finish it.
Court cases, I done beat on my neck. Hard times, I done seen on my neck. I see you shining, but I'm clean on my neck. I'm sharp as a mosquito's lead on my neck. My bitch wet as Aquafina on my neck. I got a lick and should have seen in my neck. Listen up while I'm speaking my neck. They said I wouldn't make it, nigga, I did. Just wanna get more chips while I blow zips from a pal. About to put a play in motion for the dope, it's going down. Somebody better tell a little bitty boy that he need to pipe down. Heard him say that I was up next, but I won't right now.
Yeah. Today is a good day, 'cause you're the master of your fate and the ruler of your destiny. Yeah.
It feels so good to wake up today, 'cause our light shines a shade. I got no one to blame. Yeah.
Stack up and save, do it your way, you could piece up on it. Eviction notice on your days, get a new lease up on it. You could be flawless, big out like C. Browdis. Wheeling up my back, no problem, go and hit your old hoes like August. Dripping like a faucet, regardless, proceed with caution. This champagne tastes better when you bought it. I'ma always let it shine, no matter what your opinion. Resentment from you minions, that's never been in contention. It's never been on my menu, fuck it if I offend you. Them blessings coming through the window, I swear it feels so good. It's like when you come from the dirt, and then your blood, sweat, and tears, they make the mud. And then you and your partners get it out the mud. Get down!
It feels so good to wake up today, 'cause our light shine a shade. I got no one to blame, 'cause I'm the one who made it. It feels so good to wake up today, 'cause our light shine a shade.
Rejuvenated illumination. If you debating who's the hater, you's a hater. We perusing Vegas, pocket full of bluish faces. No confusion on the music, these the truest statements. No discrepancies, blessings be on my legacy. Y'all sound like the Pharisees, laws written illegibly. Yeah, so I'm just trying to make it home. Put me right where I belong. My seat looking like a throne, I'm gone. Jealous words from the lips of pussy peasants. With no direction, your map says you'll be a legend. But John or Chrissy Teigen, beyond the beef like vegan. Neither's my concern, the sun don't need you to burn, you learn. Yeah, you see excuses only please those who make them.
to help losers cope with their failures. We got the same 24 hours, huh? What you gonna do?
It feels so good to wake up today. Cause all I'm trying to show.
We think it got it bad, but like, if we threw all our problems down, man, and then we was told to pick one up, you would be mad what problem you got. So be grateful for what you got. Cause just know that somebody out there got this shit worse than you. So do what you can do with your 24, man. We got the same 24. This is crazy. You the one that made it. Shine brighter than the shade. Yeah, be happy.
Wake up.
All right, that was Blooper with Cavada, the song Reincarnation. Then B. Stokes with Dereal A1Yo and B. Howard with Morning Coffee. A blooper track is just one of many from an album called Transmigration, a word that means the movement of a soul into another body after death. That's a heavy concept for an instrumental record, but having listened to it a few times now, I'd say they did it. Linked in the episode description, do yourself a favor and give the whole thing a listen. After that, we heard the latest from B. Stokes featuring Dereal A1Yo, and I am frankly not comfortable saying the song title, and that's correct. I should not be. But damn, it's a good song. B. Stokes recently actually got in a pretty intense car wreck because of a deer, but he came out the other side mostly unscathed. I'm glad he's okay, and I'm really looking forward to more work coming from him in the future. If you do not follow him on Instagram yet, please do so. He is so positive and funny and just a delightful human being. Why would you not follow a delightful human being? Treat yourself. The streaming track will be linked in the episode description. Go put that in your library. Give it a listen on the regular. And we close with the latest from B. Howard. I loved his previous track, Dumb, and the album that it came from. And this one is just a nice twist of styles. The R&B refrain from They Need Weeds is not something we hear much of on the show, but the whole thing works so well. His verses just exude that feeling. You can tell when someone is having a blast in the studio. It's smooth and relaxed and it's uplifting. I love it. Fantastic track. All right, let's switch gears a bit and hear some slow burners. One from Great Grandson, one from I Could Live in Hope, and one from Palm Ghosts.
Turning down the lights, turning down the lights.
Mm-hmm.
get those keys away. The pricks of yesterday. This killer's redress. Blood coming up to our neck. Bend your tongue back like a bow. I said, here's one. Here's one you know.
right. You just heard Great Grandson with Hung and Dried off of Southern Discomfort, followed by I Could Live in Hope with Say You Will, Find a Way off of PSA Not Okay, and then Palm Ghosts with the single John Carpenter. If you didn't recognize the vocals on that first track from Great Grandson, that is Phantom Farmer, creating music along with Christopher Lloyd Bird. This is, by my count, at least the fifth release from Great Grandson this year. I don't know if they had a backlog of tracks recorded or if quarantine allowed them massive amounts of time to record, but that's a lot of music. And to be clear, it's not all the same, stylistically, at all. This album, Southern Discomfort, is the lengthiest release from the outfit so far, and it explores plenty of new territory compared to the release that just came out a month ago. I got a twinge of Spiritualized or Spaceman 3 from that track, and I mean that in the highest of praise. Great Grandson, very fascinating undertaking here. Keep an ear out. After that, we heard I Could Live in Hope, a collaborative band featuring Travis Trevison, who also performs under the name Tape Deck Mountain, and Ronnie Lee. I'm a sucker for well-done shoegaze, and Trevison is very high at the top of my list for doing just that. This EP is short, but it's well worth your time. Linked in the episode description, please do check it out. And we closed with John Carpenter, a new single from Palm Ghosts that was released around Halloween time. Pays homage to John Carpenter, but I'm just now getting around to it. I'm a huge fanboy of Palm Ghosts, and will probably play everything they put out on this show in some form or another, so there you have it. I love their style. I love the genre of music that they are exploring, and every time they put something out, it just keeps getting better. Like I said, fanboy. All right, let's close out the show with some instrumental tracks. A bit of a zone-out electronic piece from Oral Sax, some instrumental hip-hop from Brainweight, and an acoustic number from Joe Pizzapia.
Still in the prototype stage, waiting on copper. We'll be right back.
right. You heard Oral Sax with the title track to their new album, Set Phasers to Stoned. After that was Brainweight with Grillin', and after that was Joe Pazapia with Plant Medicine off of In Bulk. We played all these artists on the show before, and they just keep coming out with fascinating new releases. That Oral Sax track is taken from a full-length called Set Phasers to Stoned, and that could not be a more perfect title from a band called Oral Sax. The album is great. They do spacey electronic numbers exceedingly well, and this album is just more evidence of that. Maybe the best evidence of it that they've put out yet. Brainweight continues to be a new artist for me, popping up on Bandcamp every so often and always coming up with something new and interesting. It's kind of like that LeSkunk track. I have no idea what the backstory is, but I'm enjoying everything that I'm hearing. And after that was Joe Pazapia, who I often mispronounce their last name. It could be Pizapia, I don't know. I just struggle with it every single time, but that's not going to stop me from playing his work. It's off an instrumental album called In Bulk, and you should check that out. I think he actually said the tracks were meant to be paired with Cooking in the Kitchen, which, based on what we just heard, I think that would make Cooking in the Kitchen at least 70% more enjoyable. At least. I don't even dislike cooking. I enjoy cooking quite a bit, but you put that Joe Pazapia on, even better. All right, that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Hit us up via direct message or email me, michael@weownthistown.net. Visit weownthistown.net for updates about all of the new episodes from all of our wonderful We Own This Town shows. Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music bed that's playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Take care. Wear a mask. Please wear a mask. Stay healthy. Take care of yourself. Bye.